Chapter 18. Lexi's hips and shoulders pressed against the hard floor. Her head pounded and she felt nauseous. She squinted one eye open in the dimly lit room. Where was she?
She's coming round,
Lexi heard a voice. Was that Nance? Someone helped her sit up, and she held her head in her hands, willing the spinning to stop. After a few minutes, she felt better and lifted her head.
Are you okay, dear?
Nance peered at her nervously.
I think so.
Lexi did a mental scan of her body. Other than the headache, she felt fine. The nausea was almost past, and the pounding in her head was dissipating.
What happened?
Nance grimaced.
The thugs discovered us in the office. They chloroformed you and dragged us all into this storage room. We're locked in.
Lexi looked around the room. It appeared to be some sort of storeroom with metal shelves along the back and sides. There were no windows, but a sliver of light came in from under the door, allowing her to see the basic outlines of things in the room. Lexi's heart lurched when her gaze fell on Nance and Ruth. The two women were seated in plastic chairs to her right. In the dim light, she could just make out that Nance had a tear in the bottom of her shirt, and Ruth's face was smudged with dirt.
Are you both okay? Did they hurt you?
Oh, we're fine. They didn't hurt us. My shirt caught on the metal desk, and Ruth was already dirty from poking through the office, Nance said, then turned to Ruth. You know, you have dirt smudged all over your face.
Ruth looked startled.
I do.
She immediately started digging in her purse. Coming up with a napkin, she used to wipe her face.
You have your purses? What about your cell phones? We could call for help.
Lexi felt the cloud over her heart lift with hope.
No such luck, Ruth said. They took our cell phones, and yours, too. Otherwise, we would have signaled for help already, Nan said.
Then her face brightened.
Wait a minute.
She picked up her big old lady purse from the floor and dug around inside.
They took our cell phones, but they didn't take the iPad. What's Jack's email?
Email? He doesn't use email. Can't you call him on that thing?
Not unless he has another Apple device with FaceTime.
Nance frowned.
Oh, I know.
Lexi watched Nance dig in her purse again, this time coming up with a business card, holding it in the air like it was a trophy.
What's that? Lexi asked.
Brax Daniels's business card,
Nance said, squinting down at the card while she held the iPad at an angle to cast light on it.
Oh, good. He has his email listed.
While Nance was busy typing an email on the tablet, Lexi ventured over to the door. She grabbed the knob, pushing and pulling. It wouldn't budge. She threw her shoulder against the door. Still nothing.
We already tried all that, dear, Ruth said, then turned to Nance. Did you try FaceTiming Ida? If there's a strong enough signal out here for that, we could get her to call Jack and tell him where we are. I'm trying now, Nance said, looking anxiously at the device while it made hollow, ringing sounds.
Lexi walked over behind Nance and looked over her shoulder, her stomach roiling and shoulders tense, willing Ida to answer. The ringing stopped, and Lexi felt the tension leave her shoulders when Ida's face filled the screen.
Mona, where are you? It's so dark, I can hardly see anything. We've been captured by the thugs, Nance said in a loud whisper. What? Where? You...
Ida's voice was fading out.
Ida? Are you there? I can't hear you.
Ida's face flashed on the screen, then off, and Lexi felt her stomach drop when the screen flashed a note about a bad connection.
Damn! It's okay, dear. I'm sure Brax will get that email soon and...
Nan's words were interrupted as the door to the room burst open. Lexi's heart froze in her chest when she saw Louis the Finger and Skinny Sal rush in through the open door, guns drawn and pointed in her direction.
What's all the racket in here?
Louis yelled, his eyes growing wide when he saw the iPad in Nan's hands. Lexi's heart thudded as Louis advanced on Nan's, who sat wide-eyed in the chair.
Give me that,
Louis said, pointing at the tablet.
Yeah, hand it over. We don't want to have to rough use ladies up, Sal added.
Nan's handed the iPad to Louis, who wrinkled his brow at it.
This is one of them their computers, ain't it?
Nan's nodded and then shrugged.
There's no reception here, so it's not much good.
Louis narrowed his eyes at Nan's.
I hope you didn't call the cops on this thing.
Oh, no, you can't use it as a phone, unfortunately.
Nan's gave Louis her most innocent look.
We ain't taking no chances.
He handed the device to Sal.
Put this in the office.
Lexi eyed the open door as Sal left with the iPad. Could she overpower Louis and make a break for it?
No, don't go getting no ideas.
Louis waved his gun toward Lexi, as if he knew what she was thinking. Lexi stepped in front of Nan's.
What do you want?
You know what we want,
Louis said.
The list.
List?
Nan's furrowed her brow.
What list? The one Nunzio had,
Sal said from the doorway, as he rummaged in one of Lexi's white bakery bags, coming up with an oversized fudge brownie. Bright light spilled in from the open doorway, making it easy for Lexi to see the details of the storage room and read the expressions on the thugs' faces.
We don't know anything about any list. Is that what you guys have been looking for?
Ruth asked. Louis's heavy black brows knit together.
Don't act dumb with me. We wouldn't want to hurt you nice ladies now, would we, Sal?
No, sirree.
Sal swallowed a big chunk of brownie, then gestured toward Lexi with what was left of it.
Hey, ain't that the brownie lady?
Louis stepped closer.
Yeah, the one from the bakery.
I hope we don't have to kill her. I really like these brownies.
Louis gave Sal a threatening look.
Will you stop with the brownies and pay attention here?
Louis turned his attention back to Lexi and Nan's.
Now, you listen up. We want to know where that list is hidden, or this one is gonna get it.
He jabbed a finger threateningly in Nan's direction, and Lexi's heart shrank.
But we don't know about any list,
Ruth said.
We thought you were looking for the will.
Will? What will?
Nunzio's will. It's missing.
Ruth shrugged. A look of confusion crossed Louis's face, and he glanced back at Sal.
The boss didn't say nothing but a will, did she?
She? Sal swallowed the last of his brownie and shook his head.
Nope.
Louis turned back toward Ruth, pointing his finger at her.
Don't you be trying to throw us off track. We know you ladies know something.
Really, we don't, Lexi said.
You shut it,
Louis yelled, turning his pointer finger toward her, and Lexi shrunk back. With all this finger pointing, Lexi wasn't surprised the guy's nickname was Louis the Finger.
What was on this list anyway? Nan's asked. Maybe if we knew, we'd be able to tell you if we saw it.
Louis narrowed his eyes at her.
You don't know?
Nan shook her head. Louis looked back uncertainly at Sal.
Tell him, Sal said.
Nunzio had a list of retired crime bosses, and the crimes they never got busted for. We need to get it.
Lexi inhaled sharply.
So that was what they were looking for. No wonder they were going to such great lengths.
A chill ran up her spine when she realized that was the type of list someone would kill for.
What about the key?
Sal tilted the open brownie bag toward Louis, who shook his head.
Yeah, we saw you with a key when Wheeze was watching you in the bakery before. I bet it opens the box that has the list,
Louis said to Ruth. Too bad no one knows where that box is. Oh, Ruth self-consciously pulled out her locket.
Is it in there? Hand it over,
Louis said gruffly.
Well, I don't know what it goes to.
Ruth looked uncertain. Lexi felt a jolt of electricity pierce her heart as Louis took two steps in Ruth's direction, reached out for the locket, and yanked it off the chain.
Ouch!
Ruth rubbed her neck.
Sorry. You just need to do what we say. Otherwise, I might have to hurt you.
Louis shrugged, then turned the locket over in his palm. He brought it closer to his face, squinted at it, and tried to pry it open with his thick thumb.
Let me.
Sal held out his hand, and Louis dropped the locket in. Sal pried it open with his two thumbs, and the key popped out.
Here it is, he said, holding the key in the air.
Lexi held her breath. What would they do with them now that they had the key?
What's it go to?
Louis asked.
That's the million-dollar question, Nan said. We have no idea.
We better wait for the boss to come and see what she thinks,
Louis said.
What about them?
Sal thrust his chin out toward Nan's, Lexi, and Ruth while he pocketed the key.
We'll see what the boss wants us to do with them,
Louis said, pointing his gun toward them, causing Lexi's stomach to tumble.
No funny stuff. While we're gone.
The two of them backed out of the room, closing and locking the door, leaving Lexi, Nans, and Ruth in darkness.
What do we do now?
Lexi whispered as her eyes tried to adjust to the sudden dim light.
Hopefully, Rex will get our email and send in the troops,
Ruth answered.
We're not just going to stay here like sitting ducks,
Nan said.
I have a plan.
You do?
Lexi asked.
Of course I do, Nans answered. Ruth, can you fake a heart attack?
What? Why, I suppose so. Why would I do that?
To create a diversion.
Lexi narrowed her eyes at Nans, her heartbeat picking up speed. Just what was her grandmother up to?
Ruth, do you have a can opener in your purse?
Nans asked while rummaging in her own purse.
A can opener? Why, I just might.
Ruth bent down and picked up her purse. Setting it in her lap, she opened it and started feeling around inside.
What do you want a can opener for?
Lexi asked.
I noticed that there are dozens of cans of applesauce on the back shelves there.
Nans waved her hand in the direction of the back of the room. Lexi's eyes were adjusting to the low light, and her gaze followed the direction Nans had indicated. She noticed row upon row of large applesauce cans sitting on the shelf, covered in inches of dust and mottled with rust.
Those are decades old. They're probably no good anymore.
Lexi's stomach clenched, thinking about the nasty contents of the cans. Surely you can't be that hungry.
We're not going to eat them, dear,
Nan said, then turned to Ruth.
Ruth, did you find a can opener?
Yes, here it is.
Ruth held something up.
Great.
Nan's leaned in toward them and whispered,
okay, now, here's what I want you to do.